The Naked Communist has sold almost 2 million copies and has been found in the libraries of the CIA, the FBI, the White House, and homes all across America and the world. The Naked Communist contains a distillation of more than 100 books and treatises on communism, many written by Marxist authors. We see the communist the way he sees himself, stripped of propaganda and pretense. Explained here is the amazing appeal of communism, its history, and its basic and unchanging concepts, even its secret timetable of conquest. This book has been called the most powerful book on communism since J. Edgar Hoover's Masters of Deceit. In one clarifying and readable volume, the whole incredible story of communism is graphically told. It includes the tragic story of China, Korea, Russia, the UN, Alger Hiss, Whitaker Chambers, Elizabeth Bentley, General MacArthur, and others. In 1961, Skousen added the 45 goals of communism. Today, all but one of those goals is fulfilled. Among the many questions the Naked Communist answers are, is communism taking over the United States of America? What is the progressive agenda? Who gave America's nuclear secrets to the Russians? Why did the West lose 600 million allies after World War II? What is communism's great secret weapon? Is there an answer to communism? The most important question that this book answers is how to stop communism, and how to do it without a major war. National broadcaster Paul Harvey at CBS saw that answer in Skousen's book and said, "I have never given any volume such an unqualified endorsement." Ronald Reagan, President of the United States, added his own endorsement. "No one is better qualified to discuss the threat to this nation from communism. You will be alarmed. You will be informed." Dr. Ben Carson, surgeon, philanthropist, journalist, and candidate for U.S. president, said the book opened his eyes to the workings of America's greatest enemy. The Naked Communist lays out the whole progressive plan. It is unbelievable how fast it has been achieved. Radio host Glenn Beck said, "Skousen predicted someday you won't be able to find the truth anywhere, because the history of this country is going to be hijacked by communists. I think we are there." J. Edgar Hoover, the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation for 37 years, never endorsed books, but came close when he said, "I feel certain that your efforts on this important subject, communism, will receive widespread attention and consideration." And the former Secretary of Agriculture under President Dwight D. Eisenhower, Ezra Taft Benson, said, "We believe in a moral code. Communism denies innate right or wrong. As W. Cleon Skousen has said in his timely book, The Naked Communist, the communist has convinced himself that nothing is evil which answers the call of expediency. This is a most damnable doctrine. People who truly accept such a philosophy have neither conscience nor honor. Force, trickery, lies, broken promises are wholly justified." The Naked Communist by W. Cleon Skousen shows why those who don't understand communism fall for it every time. Introduction. The Rise of the Marxist Man. It is a terrible and awesome thing when a man sets out to create all other men in his own image. Such became the goal and all-consuming ambition of Karl Marx. Not that he would have made each man equal to himself. In fact, it was quite the contrary. The image he hoped to construct was a great human colossus with Karl Marx as the brain and builder, and all other men serving him as the ears and eyes, feet and hands, mouth and gullet. In other words, Marx surveyed the world and dreamed of the day when the whole body of humanity could be forced into a gigantic social image which conformed completely to Marx's dream of a perfect society. To achieve his goal, Marx required two things. First, the total annihilation of all opposition, the downfall of all existing governments, all economies, and all societies. "Then," he wrote, "I shall stride through the wreckage a creator."